Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter's calling for you. Dame da rendezvous.
Dame da rendezvous.
Three's company too.
For the weekend.
Okay.
If it's Tim, tell him I'm doing the laundry and I'll call him later.
All right. Okay. Oh, it could be Michael. If it's Michael, let it be Michael.
Tell him that I will talk to him.
Okay. Chuck, you're going away. Tim's the laundry and Michael you'll talk to.
You got it.
Hello? Roy.
Roy, I'm dead.
I'm sorry, Roy. She's dead.
Chrissy! Sorry, Chrissy, it's my fault.
Well, he'll call back.
Yeah, or send a wreath.
Chrissy, do you want me to take care of it for
you?
No,
I think you've done enough already. You sit down and type, and I will take care of the phone.
Hello? Oh, hi, Roy. Oh, thank you. I'm very relieved to hear your voice, too. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Chrissy, Janet, somebody help me.
What's the matter?
My pants got caught on the chain.
Okay, Roy. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, gee, Jack. I hate to be the one to tell you, but your bike's got a limp.
Are you going to help me or what?
Well, what do you want us to do?
Well, here, I'll hold the bike while you take off my pants.
I'm busy. So am I.
What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a man's bicycle before?
Just forget it. No, forget it. Take your own pants off.
Oh, ah! Oh, my pants aren't caught anymore, are they? Let me walk it off.
Okay,
let me walk it off. Oh,
okay.
Oh, hold me. Hold me tight, Chrissy. Oh, massage it a little, Janet.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh.
Jack, is there something wrong with this leg?
No, I just love the attention.
Going. I've got some heavy shopping to do. Hey, Chrissy, you want to come with me?
Oh, no, thanks. I've got to finish this typing. I'm getting 75 cents a page, you know.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Okay, honey. Well, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Janet.
Goodbye, Jack.
Don't tell me somebody finally answered that ad you put up in the supermarket.
Uh-huh. It's my first freelance job.
75 cents a page?
Yeah.
Oh, Chrissy, we can finally buy that little house in the country and have lots of kids and pigs.
The author wants to send it to the publisher right away.
My Diary by Wanda X.
Yeah, it's a strange name, isn't it? I wonder what the X stands for.
Oh, haven't you read this? The X isn't a name, it's a rating. Chrissy, this is hot stuff. What does Wanda X look like?
I don't know. I've never seen her. She sent it to me in the mail.
Oh, well, listen, I'll help you out. I'll dictate and you type.
Oh, great. What do you mean this is hot stuff?
You'll see. Just start typing. January 1st, my eyes opened to the new year and I saw Julian's sleeping form. Something stirred within me, some deep primitive lust. I reached over and touched Julian's shoulder and...
Jack!
Shh!
What happens after she touches Julian's shoulder?
Everything.
Come on, Jack, quit fooling around.
I'm not fooling around, but Wanda X definitely is. Check out this passage right there.
Oh. Oh. Did you see what she did on Washington's birthday?
Yeah, I bet old George never even did that on his honeymoon.
She's not a good writer.
Yeah, but she does great research.
Let's get this over.
I am. Why'd you stop?
I can't type that word. Thank you.
My pleasure. Come. Sure.
Well, would you please go do it?
Okay.
Oh, Stammy, will you turn that thing off? All it does is make noise.
Not the only thing around here that does that.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen. I got to figure out how the shampooer works. Just go back to your clay, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I don't know what to sculpt.
Are you kidding? That's a great likeness.
That? It's just a blob.
Oh, don't fool me. I'd recognize your mother any place.
Come on, Stanley. Forget your shampooing and come and pose for me, huh?
Are you crazy? This machine is rented. Just talking to you has cost me 25 cents.
So romantic.
Listen, I figure if you got something, you ought to use it.
Right!
Helen, I gotta go upstairs.
Oh, come on, Stanley. Sit for me. Come on, it'll be fun.
Helen, I promised the kids I shampooed our rug. They've been waiting 6 months for me.
I know how they feel.
Chrissy, this new wire whip sure makes baking easy. Will you taste something for me? It's a new cake batter.
Oh, yeah, Jack.
Well?
It's great, Jack.
You really like it?
I love it, Jack.
Oh, I'm glad, because it's made out of dog hair, onions, and a soccer ball.
It smells good.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Just this diary. Wanda X is an unhappy woman.
Are you kidding? Wanda X is certainly not unhappy. A little tired, maybe, but not unhappy.
You know, men just don't understand. Listen to this. I realize now there's only one man I truly love. He's the older, dignified man who lives in the apartment beneath me. But he's married, so my love for him remains unfulfilled.
Oh, Chrissy, we've got to help this poor child somehow.
Do I ever know the touch of his lips or the feel of his sensual fingers finding their way over the yearning me?
I better get this away from here. My batter's starting to bubble.
Oh, thank you. Could notice me. Just give me some sign to show he knows I'm alive. A dazzling smile, a knowing wink, a meaningful brush against my shoulder. Oh, that would satisfy me.
Oh, no, that'll never satisfy her. If you don't believe me, ask Julian.
Oh.
Or Jack. Nigel. Or Wolfgang. They're all in there.
Hi, Jack. Having the girls over for a Tupperware party?
No, actually, Mr. Roper, I'm just breaking in my new whip.
Hey, none of that stuff around here.
Hi, Mr. Roper.
Hi, Chrissy. I came up to shampoo your carpet.
Why? Has it got dandruff?
I'll go get my equipment.
Oh, hey, Mr. Roper. Would you mind doing it some other time? Because I got all this typing and everything to do.
And the meter's running on my shampooer. You kids better stay out of the living room for a while.
Well, I guess I'll experiment with another batter.
I guess I'll go take my shower now.
That sounds like more fun. I'll join you. I got things to do.
Yeah, so do I.
Be in here. Did I leave a dish towel?
I didn't see it.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
Wouldn't that work better if it was plugged in?
Oh. This is just a test run. You see, I have to check the rug first because all carpeting's different, you know. My diary. Chrissy? The one man I truly love. Older man who lives in the apartment beneath me. Sensual fingers. Oh, my God. Helen?
Oh, hi, Mr. Roper.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Yeah?
Would you come in here for a minute?
Okay, just a minute. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Up? No, nothing's up. I just wanted to ask you something.
Okay.
Do you need anything upstairs?
No, nothing.
You have enough hot water?
Plenty.
Does Chrissy go for older guys?
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I worry about you girls living all alone in this big city.
Oh, Mr. Roper, look, that's nice of you, but I've
especially
got to
Chrissy, because she's got a lot of guys after her, huh?
Sure, yeah.
So, what kind of guys does she like?
Chrissy? Yeah. She likes guys who are pretty sharp dressers.
Yeah.
She likes a man who is intelligent, great sense of humor, very good looking.
That's what I was afraid of.
You know, Mr. Roper, I will tell you one thing, though, about Chrissy. If she ever fell for somebody, he would be the only thing in her life. She'd really hang on to him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, she would never let him go.
Oh, boy.
Now, I think getting tied down right now...
Oh, that's very interesting, Jan. We'll have to talk about it sometime.
Well, I thought you wanted to now.
Yeah, it's very nice talking to you.
Well,
you should have this chat in your office. Take care of yourself. Oh, boy.
Oh, Stanley, I thought I heard you. Hey, did you come back to pose for me?
Not now, Helen. I got business to take care of.
What are you writing?
An eviction notice.
An eviction notice? Well, for who?
I'm throwing out the kids upstairs.
Those nice kids? Why?
Why? To save our marriage, that's why.
What?
You may as well know the truth, Helen. Chrissy's in love with me.
Hey, Stanley, would you say that again? It sounded like Chrissy's in love with me.
That's what I said. Called me three times last week to fix her leaky faucet. She's crazy about me. This is serious, Helen. And she's not just interested in me for my plumbing. And it's all my fault. Walking around in my t-shirt, Bermuda shorts. I mean, how much can a girl take?
Oh, come on, Stanley. You don't really believe that, do you?
Sure. Hey, it happened once before. You remember that woman in 206? She was nuts about me.
You mean that old lady that they put in the home so she wouldn't hurt herself?
I know this is true about Chrissy because I read it in her diary.
Oh, Stanley, you shouldn't read other people's diaries. They're private.
How am I supposed to know it's private unless I read it?
What?
Anyway, she said that my sensual fingers drive her mad with desire.
You're sensual. Oh, come on, you gotta be kidding.
I'm not kidding. She's yearning for me, yearning.
You're crazy.
Come on upstairs, I'll prove it to you.
How?
I'll give her the three things she's been waiting for. The dazzling smile, the knowing wink, and a meaningful brush against the shoulder. After that, I'm not responsible for what happens.
Absolute garbage.
Yeah, isn't it great?
You would think that.
Oh, come on, Jen. I haven't exactly seen you put it down.
Well, I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. I am. Yes. I am, Jack. I don't even know what I'm reading here.
Oh, sure.
I don't. No. Jack, I don't. Hey, Chrissy, you got a page missing here. Yeah, honey, look, see, down at the bottom of this page, they are getting very passionate. And then the top of this one, they're already smoking a cigarette.
You've got the pages out of order, see?
Oh, yes. When did this woman have time to write?
I don't know. So far, she's busy every day.
Come on, Jen, let's go make lunch.
Yeah, let's be staying here.
No, it'll give Chrissy a chance to get a few pages ahead of us again.
Oh, good idea. I'm really... Oh, would you look at this?
I'll get it.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
Can we come in, Chris?
Of course you can.
I can do for you?
Stanley's fingers.
Helen, sit down. Sit down. Chrissy?
Yes, Mr. Roper?
Hi.
Hi.
No. I mean... Hi. It's not a secret anymore, Chrissy.
Oh, good. What is it?
You know.
Is that thing in your eye?
Come on, don't try to pretend. I understand. You understand? I understand.
Good. I think there's something in the kitchen burning up.
Making a fool of yourself, Stanley.
I don't understand. Why is she playing so hard to get?
Look what she's getting.
Just calm down. Now, wait a minute. The Ropers came in, and then what?
He made a pass at me.
Oh, Roper?
Yes.
Now, you've got to be imagining
things. I am not. What would you do if I came in and I did this to you? Hi. And then I did this. And then I did this.
I think we were engaged. Come here,
Jennifer. Come on, please. Go see if he's still in there. I don't want to see him. Please, go.
All right, okay, I'll go check out.
Here it is in the diary. Every word spelled out.
I see.
I'm crazy, huh? What do you got to say for yourself now, Helen?
This is dear, sweet little Chrissy.
It's the diary. That's it. He's found the diary.
Oh, no. Oh, and he saw Chrissy typing. Oh, gosh, it all makes sense now.
What does?
Oh, don't you see, Chrissy? Just put two and two together.
Four.
No!
Is it not four?
No! You try.
No, Chrissy, concentrate. No, Roper thinks it's your diary, and he thinks he's the dignified man downstairs.
Yes, yes. Oh, Jack. Oh, you better go in there and tell him the truth.
Me? Why me?
Because you're the man.
Yes.
You're Wanda X.
I am not.
He thinks you are.
Well, Janet, go do it. Why? I'm not even in that diary.
Neither am I.
How do we know that?
We're all going to go in together. We agree on that?
We agree on that.
All right, let's go.
That sounds fair. Okay, fine.
Why do we go first? We go.
No, Janet.
Okay, Chrissy. I think we better talk about this diary.
So do I.
All right, Chrissy.
It's not mine.
It's not yours?
No.
Janet, I should have known.
No, Mr. Roper, no, it's not my diary either.
Well, and whose is it? Oh, no.
No. Don't worry, Mr. R. It'll be our own little secret.
Mr. Roper, it's not his diary. It's a manuscript I'm typing to make a little extra money. Yeah, Mr. Roper, just look inside the front cover there, and you'll see the author's name.
Wanda X?
Uh-huh. Chrissy hasn't even met her.
Oh, Stanley, you are romantic.
Oh, I am?
You were going to throw the kids right out of their apartment just to save our marriage.
You were?
I was, wasn't I?
Wasn't that nice of him?
Oh. Listen, I could be as romantic as the next guy. You know, we're going to have a great time tonight, Helen. You know, first we'll go out and eat. And then...
Oh, Stanley, couldn't we do the and then first?
Okay, if you want to go bowling on an empty stomach.
She's already picked up her diary. I'm too late. Why did I have to miss the bus today?
No, you're not too late, but I'm
not? You already got the money. I don't... Wait a minute. You mean she's still here?
Yeah.
Wanda's here?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, well,
Where's Wanda?
Jack. In washing up, Jack, but
oh,
listen...
Oh, great. Did you tell her about me that I was tall, good-looking, got my own bedroom?
Why don't you go tell Wanda yourself?
Oh, Chrissy, I'm ashamed. I can't go into the bathroom. You go tell her. I'll just be right here, waiting. Who are you?
Jack, this is Wanda X. This is our friend, Jack Tripper.
Hi.
Don't touch. You're Wanda X?
Wanda's my pen name. My real name is Clarence Springfield.
Clarence, Jack wanted me to tell you that he's tall, good-looking, and has his own bedroom.
Really?
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.